Good morning. I'm Andy Rutherford, commander of the VFW, and it's truly an honor to join with you today on the 11th day of the 11th hour of the 11th month. And you're probably wondering why we're 11 minutes behind. It's to signify the sacrifices these men and women have made. Because today is a special day. It is, in fact, a remarkable day as we meet to honor an extraordinary and select group of people. As veterans and members of the organizations such as the VFW and the American Legion, whose primary mission is to serve and care for those who have served, we understand that Veterans Day is a day of deep significance and opportunity. Originally created in recognition of the end of World War I, the first Veterans Day, or Armistice Day, was on this day 101 years ago. Veterans Day continues to be a day of reflection and a time to consider freedoms and liberties. Before I turn it over to our speaker for today, if I could make one request, I would request that my fellow citizens grant our keepers of peace, our protectors of freedoms, our veterans, with the care and respect they so richly deserve. Thank you to the members of the American Legion and the VFW.